first thing happened was that this one young man come up to my door and introduced himself. And he says, I see you, talking about how nice my yard looked and this, that, and the other. And he said, I'm here to help you update your security system. Well, I heard the word update, and I thought, as sure as I'm talking to you now on the phone, that he was with my security company wanting to update my system and all this, that, and the other. So he got my interest at that time. And I'm going to give the people credit. They were young, and he was young. He was decent. I mean, I couldn't have been impressed by more than what he was saying and everything. So the more we talked, the more interested I become, because he told me about different things he could give me. And one of the things I've been looking for, and I've already done it now, is to move my landline, put it a part of my AT&T U-verse system where I wouldn't have a landline telephone bill. Well, he could do this, he could do that, and then that kind of stuff. And long story short, he just kept on talking about this and what he could do for us and everything. All the time, sir, I'm just being as honest as I can. I thought he was still talking about the security company that I had now. But anyway, we got in the house and everything. The system come up about what he was doing and everything. And we, my wife and I were sitting there with him at the kitchen table, and he was telling what they offered and this and that and other, just everything. And the whole option of my, I'm on this what, he was going to offer us something that he didn't want us to mention to our neighbors or this, that, and other, because he was going to give us such good deals to advertise for him or, you know, do it, that his whole thing was that everything he was offering was going to be to us at no charge, no charge whatsoever. Again, that's where I should have said, whoa, wait a minute. I'm too old for that. I know there's nothing free. But anyway, that's exactly what happened. He kept on, and I said, what is this all going to cost me? And then that's when he started to mark it. It was like $200. You paid nothing. And the whole thing come back was that they would furnish the equipment, and they would do this. And then the situation came up about him having, he was representing Guardian Security. He works for AMP, whoever who is. It's out of Utah. The company he was going to install this for, the security company itself, was Guardian. And Guardian uses Honeywell products to do it. So we're talking about major league stuff and everything. But anyway, when you got down to it, and his final option was and all that kind of stuff, it was going to cost us a little of nothing to have a security system. And what he is going to do, giving us such a ridiculous price, that we do it, but that we were not to tell anybody else in the neighborhood except that we got this service, and that we were not to mention price, this, that, and the other. Well, shame on me, but we signed and everything, and we hadn't even got the ink dried, sir, till he said, oh, by the way, I've got people outside the door there can come in and install the products now. I thought, he said, is that okay? I said, well, I guess. I said, we don't have any plans tonight, but I said, okay, if they're here in the neighborhood. He just said, like, accidentally they were here in the neighborhood, and they could drop in and put up the imprint. But, again, looking for in the future, that's their mode of operation. They come in at probably started installation at 7 o'clock. Sir, at 9:30 or 9:45, one young man was still here trying to install this thing and make it work. And it was very evident, and I'm not being ugly about it, he just didn't know what he was doing. And when he got through, there was wires coming out of the control box like crazy doing this and that and other. So that more got my attention. Sir, I'm 69 years old, and I'm not really broke out with intelligence, but I thought, wait a minute. And the more I thought about it, the more I looked at it and everything, I didn't say anything then. I told my wife after that, I said, Sandy, I've got something to agree. When he told me that he could do the phone line connected to the security system, and I wouldn't have any landline, that's what got my attention. But then, wait on. So I got on the Internet, and he gave me his card and he everything. I got on the Internet and started checking the AMP company. Then I checked the next morning. I called this young man, and he answered the phone finally. And there's no local numbers, no this, no that, anything. And it was in Utah. Well, he finally answered the phone, and I told him, I said, I want to exercise my option to cancel this contract right now. That's what my call is for. I'm exercising right now my option to it. I said, I've emailed, I'm calling you now, and I want to make sure that you understand that I have that right to cancel my contract within a 3-day period, and I'm doing that option right now. And I said, I'm also going to call your Guardian people, which I did, and told them what happened. I said, I want you all to know that I want to exercise that option. And they gave me a conference number to verify this. Well, then I got on the email and tried to send two different emails, two or three different ways, two or three different times, and none of them would take. I mean, the address on the business card was bad, fake, or whatever. Anyway, I couldn't send an email address, so I made copies of my emails that I sent to him with my printer. So, I've got all this information in a folder that I've done, and excuse me for saying it this way. I'm old enough to know this. Shame on me, but then shame on me. I'm going to try to do what's right for myself and then other people in the neighborhood. So I've told them this, and I, by the way, the last thing happened, oh, yeah, we were right there. So after that, he told me that the technicians would come in and pick up the material. Now, here's where the bad part comes in. After a time, they finally showed up at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Well, one thing led, and there was another young man with this one that installed it come, and then another young man, and they were talking, and they was still trying to talk me into keeping it and asked me what was wrong, and I told them about the website that was giving them, you know, that is this negative. He said, oh, you're looking at me. He said, you need to check better bidder be right. I said, sir, I did, and there's nothing in there but negative and everything. Anyway, one thing led to another, and there, sir, was, is what you need to hear about other people. He come back to pick up his equipment, which he got. But he also said he left a smoke detector, which he did not, because my smoke detector, and remember, the material he took out was my stock, and he didn't put anything in that belonged to him or his company except a piece of equipment that if you're breaking windows or something, the noise will set off the alarm, and it was in his bag. And he said, oh, I left a smoke detector. I said, sir, I'm sorry, you did not leave a smoke detector, nor was there a smoke detector. There, it's in there on the wall, and you did not take it out. One thing led to another, and he said, Mr. Curtis, or Mr. Newman, you're lying. I said, what did you say? I was standing there on my own front porch. He said, you're lying. I won't come in that house, and I'm going to search your house for the detector. I said, okay, wait a minute. That does it right there. I said, I'm going to go in the house, and I'm going to get my phone, and y'all need to leave, because I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I'm not going to communicate with you anymore. Y'all need to leave. And they said, you're a bald-faced liar to my face. I said, okay. So I got the phone out there thinking they would leave, and they did go out to the road to their car. And I said, y'all need to leave her. He said, this is public property out there. We don't have to go anywhere, and we're not going anywhere. You're going to have to pay this and everything. I said, okay, I'm going to give you the count of 10. Not only to move your car. I was wrong on that, but I don't think I made them move. But anyway, they finally got in the car, went down the road, and turned around and come back by. But then that's when they left and everything. I immediately called the Metro Police, made a copy of that. I've got their officer's name was out here and everything. And it boiled down to this, the principle of the thing, but when you call a homeowner, a bald-faced liar, on his doorstep, and you're selling something like that, I couldn't believe it. And then when they refused to leave, it even concerned me, sir. I'm not a scared person, but I'm old enough to know now that, you know, the way today's world is, you can get hurt or worse. So I didn't know what this was going to do. So I called the police and told him this, and I said, I want you to make a record of this, that I've called you and told him the situation and all that kind of stuff. So I've tried, sir, my best to do a CYA, and I told them, I said, this is not a threat, but I'm telling you what, when this goes down, if I need to, I'll go to every home in this my subdivision and Murfreesboro, anybody listen to me and tell them my story, because I said, sir, you all have absolutely done wrong. I called the home office and talked to them and even requested an email that I had talked to them. His boss finally said he'd do it. But anyway, sir, you name it, and that's happened. And I'm asking you, and you're now with this conversation, can you imagine anybody coming to your door selling something or trying to get something and with the gall to call you a bald-faced liar to your face right there on your doorstep, and they're from another state, out of the country, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I can't believe it. But he told me he was general manager of the company. He called me, and he said, well, I'll talk to them. They shouldn't have done that. But that's all he would say. I said, I'm requesting, sir, that you leave this neighborhood with your people. He said, I can't promise you. He said, I can't promise we'd do that. But he said, you won't have to worry. I said, no. I said, I tell you what, then you do this. You send me an email. All you need to state is you're not confessing anything, doing anything. You're sending me an email that I've had conversation with you about the security system. And we'll leave it at that. But I said, I'm requesting, if you will, sir, send me an email. Then the next day, he did send me an email, and I've got a copy of it in my folder. But Come find out when I got on the internet, sir, and all that kind of, there's a place where it's big highlighted in red, and it's a alarm like a thing. It's a alert. That alert says, and I could read my story in that alert, how they meet you, the young people come to your door, nice young men, blah, blah. Sir, I could have sat there and dictated that alert on the internet from my experience to them. So that's when I said, hey, wait a minute, this is bad. This is worse than bad, because people run around like that anywhere, and we live in a decent area, sir, and in Murfreesboro and everything. And I'm not preaching to you this way. If people sit down and take this kind of action, never say anything about it, it's what happens. So I took it on myself to do all this, cover my butt, but then I took it on myself to call the Better Business Bureau, the police, consumers, Nashville consumer thing, because I want to make sure my ignorance about even talking to the guy and like that, that's one thing. But after that, after their actions and the extreme they went and called me a liar to my face, sir, I will do anything I possibly can to make sure this does not happen to anybody else in Murfreesboro or Rutherford County or anywhere else as far as I'm concerned, because if people don't stand up, that's what happens to neighborhoods, that's what happens to our whole economy, people not standing up and doing the right thing. And all I'm saying is, yes, shame on me for even speaking to him, for even talking to him the first thing. But then that's the first, my first mistake. But my second mistake, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to stand by and let somebody do that in our neighborhood or in our city and say nothing about it. And that's why I got on board about trying to call the Better Business Bureau, the police, consumers guy, and then this lady talked about you calling me. So that's where I'm at.